Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting third. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Vern Kennedy. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting 8th. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Al Milner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Milner. And now, play ball. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to 1st. Safe. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner fires to 1st and has Cullenbein trapped. There's the throw to Boudreau, who tags Cullenbein for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to 1st for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards 1st. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to 1st for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weatherly. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Weatherly steals 2nd. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weatherly moves to 3rd. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to 1st for the out. Weatherly scores. Boudreau moves to 2nd. Two outs. It's 1-0. Indians. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive towards 1st. McQuinn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, towards 3rd. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hefner picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hefner. Mack moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman is called out on strikes. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Keltner moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Keltner moves to third. Mack moves to second. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Keltner scores. Mack moves to third. Pitlock moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mack scores. Pitlock scores. Milner moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Swift hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Swift reaches second base with a double. Berardino goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Indians. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Swift moves to third. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cullenbine. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive towards first. McQuinn catches it and throws to second to double up Trosky. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hefner moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hefner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hefner moves to third. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hefner scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell strikes out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Trosky moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pitlock hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs pinch hits for Bob Swift. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lucadello pinch hits for Vern Kennedy. Johnny Lucadello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucadello hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milner fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.